from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A protest in Kabul as Afghans try to storm the presidential palace.
Today we come here for, we need the peace because of our people.
Protester Mohammed Musa as Afghan security forces fire warning shots to disperse angry protesters in Kabul after some of them tried to storm the gate of the presidential palace. Demonstrators were in the capital protesting the beheading earlier this week of 7 civilians, including 3 women, by militants allegedly linked to Islamic State. VOA spoke with reporter Ayaz Ghul, observing the protests from Islamabad.
These demonstrators tried to storm the gate of the presidential palace because they have been demanding that the government should immediately address their demands or their complaints that there should be security for the civilians and that the government has failed. So they are quite angry and the demonstration is still going on. So when some of them tried to storm the gate of the presidential palace, then Kabul police in fact fired in the air to disperse them, and they have been successful in keeping these protesters from attacking the presidential palace.
Demonstrators carried the coffins of the victims through the streets of the Afghan capital. Protesters also chanted "Down with Taliban" and "Down with Daesh," an Arabic acronym for Islamic State. Syria's military reports it has taken back a northern airbase that was under siege by Islamic State 2 years ago. The commander of the Kuiris airbase in Aleppo, Major General Munthir Zaman, saluted his soldiers, who he says remain steadfast, and called for mercy for those who died for their country. The monthly long offensive was aided by Russian airstrikes.